1 year ago tonight, everything changed. The World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic on this day last year.
In the past 2 weeks, the number of cases of COVID-19 outside China has increased 13-fold.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe.
Savannah's St. Patrick's Day Festival and parade will not go on as planned.
This is a public health emergency.
Please stay home.
Some cases there has been panic and chaos in emergency rooms when patients sneezed or coughed.
Are we going to be facing a shortage?
The issues around personal protective equipment, much of it is sourced from overseas. And yes, we could have spot shortages.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is. Because a couple of cases today are going to be many, many cases tomorrow.
In the days and weeks ahead, we expect to see the number of cases, the number of deaths, and the number of affected countries climb even higher.
What an extraordinary year it has been. As President Biden said in his speech tonight, we've all lost something. Everything came to a halt. A year ago tonight, airline travel, sporting events, the world of entertainment, so much. News Nation's Nancy Liu, live in Los Angeles tonight with a look back at this year like no other. Nancy.
And Rob, the one-year mark has a lot of people reflecting on the past year, and there is no denying how much has changed, including with air travel here at LAX. But now, things are slowly coming back, not only with commercial flights, but also in education, business, sports, and much more.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
It was on this night a year ago that the NBA became the first pro league to shut down. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive for coronavirus right before tip-off against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It seems like yesterday, you know, us being in Oklahoma City and going through what we had to go through as a team, as a league, as a nation.
The league welcomed back fans 2 weeks ago with new protocols and restrictions. But that initial NBA decision had a domino effect through all sports at all levels.
It really was a surreal day because we had so many of our athletic teams spread around the country.
The University of Arkansas was among the many schools to respond and adapt immediately. That was also the case for government leaders everywhere.
The big challenge at that moment was there were so many things we didn't know, and the fear set in across America.
The reality set in further as Oscar winner Tom Hanks revealed that he and his wife had COVID-19 and were in isolation in Australia. In the years since, Americans have become accustomed to seeing empty stadiums and cardboard cutouts and wearing face masks. But as for the overall U.S. response,
I probably would give our country a D.
USC professor Jeffrey Klausner says things are looking up now after a haphazard start.
I think we could have had a, you know, much sharper and consistent, you know, messaging to people. And, you know, I did not expect that the United States at the end of this would be, you know, realizing more than 500,000 deaths, more deaths than all the wars we've been in the past 100 years.
I think it's really important for us to look back and reflect on how far we've come this past year. From the very beginning, it was some dark days, and we've now turned the corner and we see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The light is evident this week in Wichita, Kansas. Vaccinations have allowed the Mann family to reunite in person for the first time in a year.
Oh, my Lord.
You don't know what it means today.
Oh.
To this, I'm 94-year-old mother.
I love you.
94-year-old father. To get to see their children and touch them and love them.
My big fear was that I'd never get to touch them again, alive. That they would get sick and die alone, and I would not be able to touch them again. So this is a big day.
And a new AP poll finds that one in five families has lost a loved one to COVID-19. And while today is the anniversary of the pandemic, therapists point out that so many missed milestones, weddings, and so many deaths, they will have Americans marking sad anniversaries for the next year to come. Live in Los Angeles, Nancy Liu, News Nation.
When you think about everything we have been through and are still going through, we have miles to go.
Right.
It really is just, it's this blur in some ways. Mm-hmm. It really is.
And it makes you appreciate so much and be grateful for your health.
Yes.
And for your family's health. I think something many of us before this all happened was easy to take for granted. And to have your loved ones around you and something as simple as a hug,
absolutely,
holding somebody's hand,
it will mean a lot more.
But yes.
I remember being out this night last year and hearing NBA canceled season. I saw that alert on my phone. I said, whoa, this is getting weird. This could be bad.
Right? Then March Madness got canceled.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.